Start the third quarter. It'll be fielded here by the Bulldogs. They'll take it at their own 30. They're going to work it outside to the 40, cutting back to the 45 and sliding down here. On the return was Jake Pitcher. So Delhi will start the second half going left to right. They have a 28-14 lead here over Walton at home. Let's just do a little recap here on the Unis. Delhi is in there, very traditional, the maroon tops, the white trim, the gray pants, the all-white Penn State-type helmet. Walton is Walton. They got the orange pants, the white tops, orange trim, and the orange helmet.
Yes, the only difference from forever ago is the gray pants for Delhi. Other than that, it's like looking at a time machine.
So Delhi will start on their own 44-yard line. Again, going left to right, they're going to pitch it to Silcox. Left side at the 45, cuts back to the 50. He's going to have a first down, 45, into Walton territory. Tackled at the 42. And boy, Silcox, another guy. You throw him in the mix and he can make plays.
Right, and 15-yard pickup on the first play of the second half. But a flag on the play. We'll see if that comes back.
And the way the Delhi sideline is reacting, it will be against them, and it's going to march this one back. Boy, so a nice run by Silcox is negated. That would have been a first down and a little extra, probably a 13-yard run taken away.
It's so far a fairly clean game as far as laundry on the field. Last night, unfortunately, when I was at the Windsor-Harpersville-Apton game, there was a lot of laundry on the turf. As I said, there were two Windsor touchdowns called back. Harpersville had another big play that was negated by a personal foul. That was tough. That's tough to see.
We had a lot in the eight-man game, and a lot of that is just the way everyone lines up, guys in motion, and it's just different in the eight-man game. So we saw a lot of laundry as well, but that's how it goes some nights. This will be a first and 15 here for Delhi. Now they're starting at their own 40. They're going to throw after that penalty. Brannigan's going to throw over the middle. He's got a receiver just off the hands there of Logan Akins. That would have been a huge completion, and it was just about a yard too far in front of him.
Yeah, and he was somehow able to wind his way between three different Walton defenders that time. A really nice throw by Brannigan, but just a touch out of reach. I mean, he launched that about 40 yards.
And it was only where Akins could catch it, and right. There was double coverage, and it was closing on him, but he still put it right where it needed to be. So early second half here, Delhi leading Walton 28-14. And Nate Lull, Chris Capello, with you on WCDO. This will be a second down and 15 to go here for Delhi. Pardee is in motion from right to left. Three wide receivers to the right. Brannigan flushed out of the pocket. He's ripped down. Big loss on the play as the Warriors come just stacking through the line. Jordan Blinko, I believe, got him.
Yeah, and Owen Griffin as well for the Warriors that time. And, boy, that was a big play that time by the Warrior defense. They needed that.
And like you
said,
loss. Yeah, like you said, if Walton could get a stop here, early in the third, get the ball back. I mean, they're still in this game.
That's what they need. I mean, they showed on the last drive of the first half, if they just stick to their basics and don't fumble the football, they're going to be in good shape here, and they're going to grind the clock out, too, and wear out the Bulldogs. But let's see. Delhi's shown some big playability so far in this ball game. Let's see if they can come up with one here in third and long.
Third and a long 25, early third quarter, 10:45 to go. Delhi leading by two touchdowns, 28-14. And we'll have a delay of game here on the Bulldogs. So this is going to back them up. They're just going in the wrong direction here, Chris.
Yeah, they are. Now it's third and forever. Now you just have to be careful. If you throw it, it better not be picked off. That's the danger you have now, or get sacked. Then you're really going to be in trouble.
So they come out. They start the drive. That nice run by Silcox, taken away by a flag. Mm-hmm. Since then, it's been a couple of tough plays in the wrong direction here for Delhi. So third and 30 as Delhi is on their own 25-yard line going left to right. Tyler Bruce is in motion. Another flag here against DA, I believe.
Yeah, my goodness. I think maybe a false start. Yep.
And the Orange Crush fans are loving it on the far side for Walton. You wonder with the experience that Walton has both on the field, the coaching staff, are you worried when you get in a hole like that? Or you say, hey, we got lots of time. We'll find a way.
I think they're confident enough in themselves that they think they have lots of time, for sure. And they're an experienced team. They're a playoff team last year. A lot of seniors on this team have had a lot of success. I think they just said, you know, if we could just stop shooting ourselves in the foot, we'll be okay.
Third and 35 now for Delhi. They are going to go to the air. They're going to air it out. throwing to the near side for Logan Akins, and it was just too far up over his head. He couldn't find it, glancing over his shoulder. Fourth down coming with 9:55 to go third quarter. Delhi leads 28-14.
So it is the stop that the Warriors needed. I mean, they gave good field position to Delhi on the kickoff in the second half, the 44-yard line, but now they're already back to the 19, so they lost 25 yards in penalties on that drive, and now Walton is probably going to have pretty good field position here near midfield, depending on the return.
The stuff that keeps coaches up at night, I'm sure. Silcox is going to punt this one away. Morgan Condon is back to our right to receive. Great boot here, high in the air by Silcox. Condon will receive and a fair catch back at the Walton 38-yard line. A nice boot again here by Delhi.
It is nice, especially when your defense now got beat up a little bit that last drive. Now, does that give them enough cushion here to hopefully hold off the Warriors? But Walton, well, let's see if they just start creeping back. It was what they needed defensively. I'll see if their offense can continue the success from late in the first half.
So 9:48 to go, third quarter. Delhi trying to get their fans back into it here on the near side. They could use a big stop here. Delhi leading by two touchdowns, 28-14, but you feel like Walton's trying to grab that momentum back. They'll hand off to Brooker up the left side. He'll work his way out to the 45 near midfield, Walton going right to left.
Yeah, and again, you see the counter that time, and Scotty Barnhart is the guy who does most of the pulling from his right guard position, 7 yards in that pickup by Brooker.
So this will be a second and three. Ball moved out to the Walton 45-yard line. The Warriors going right to left. Delhi settling in on defense here. Now the Bulldogs need a stop. Warriors will hand it off, and they'll break free into Delhi territory to the 35. This is Peschout down to the 30, down to the 20, before Bryce Brocky is able to come up and bring him down. And Brocky is a little slow to get up with 9:09 to go in the third. I think this one might be a cramp for Brocky. Delhi leads 28-14. We'll hope he's okay. He's been a big part of this Delhi team here today.
That's a big pickup that time, though, by Walton. Is Peschout with a good gain that time. Again, the same pulling lineman that time by Barnhart was able to get the kickout block to spring him free, gets down to the 21, 31-yard pickup that time. And they're in business again. And, yeah, you talk about the cramping. It was something we talked about towards the end of the first half. And Brackey was one of the ones that was trying to hydrate himself a lot on the sidelines during the first half. And this is one of those things where you can try your best, but cramping, as you know, is doing a lot of sports and a lot of endurance sports. Once you start cramping, it's too late.
It's too late.
Yeah. It's too late.
So it's either you proactively try to take care of it, and once it's there, you never know when it's going to hit you either.
Right. You think, okay, I'm good, and then you go out in one play, you start immediately cramping again, and there's nothing you could do about it.
So clock is moving, 8:55 to go third quarter. Walton moving in again with Peschout across the 20 to about the 16, maybe the 17-yard line with 8:50 to go third quarter. Delhi leads 28-14, but the Warriors, you can feel it. The train is starting to move here a little bit. Warriors inside the red zone once again. And as Tim Cutting likes to say, the Walton quarterback's like a blackjack dealer back there. You never know who he's going to hand it off to.
That is true. That time the blackjack dealer didn't do a good job of dealing.
Olin Knapp burst through the line. A little miscommunication there as Dylan Jacob thought he was going to hand off to somebody. Nobody was there. He tried to bounce it to the outside. Delhi with the sack.
He had a loss of 8 on that play. That's a big loss because now you're in third and long, and they haven't shown, other than the two completions, that they could do, that they can, complete many passes, and they don't like to pass all that much. So what do they come up here with? Third and 13 from the 25 of Delhi.
Delhi 28, Walton 14, 7:50 to go, third quarter, live from Delaware Academy. They'll run to the outside, and a tackle here by Tom Rooker, bringing down Kyle Wright. Maybe a gain of 2, but Delhi limits the damage there.
Yeah, absolutely right, and I'll tell you what, it's a good thing he made that tackle, because if he didn't, he probably would have had the first down there. So good one-on-one tackle that time by Rooker to keep it to a very minimal game.
So Walton has the ball on the Delhi 25. They're going right to left. This is 4th and 14. Walton's going to go for it here. Good four-down field position. Rocky continues to get worked on down on the sideline here to take care of that cramp. They're going to miss him on defense here on a 4th and 14. They're going to roll it out. Here's Dylan Jacob trying to throw across his body. He can't get it off, and Logan Akins comes up, kind of hip checks him, gets him with the sack.
Yeah, and that's, you know, Jacob is a right-handed quarterback, and he's rolling out to his left, and as you talked about it too, where he's trying to turn his body, and in doing so, he slows down just enough to allow the defender to come up and make a play. If they would have rolled out to the right, because he's already right-handed, he can throw that on the run without having to readjust himself. Great play that time, though, by the Delhi defense to hold on very deep field position by Walton.
Delhi takes over, going left to right on their own 28 with 7:07 to go in the third. There's another, you know, we've talked about it a few times, another guy that came over from the soccer team making an impact here for Delhi.
Just athletes.
Yeah. And here is Brannigan. He's going to hand it off to Pardee. He's got some daylight left side, cuts back inside in between the hatches across the 30 to the 32, pickup of about 5.
I think Stanton with the tackle that time. And Pardee, it almost looked like he wasn't sure, do I cut inside, do I cut outside? And by the time he decided, Stanton was able to come up and make the tackle, but not before a gain of 5.
You know, I feel good for some of these Delhi guys that have had some tough seasons as of late. Pardee, Brannigan, guys that have been here the whole time. They're having this success this year. It's got to feel good for them.
And it's infectious. And, you know, then you get confident, and confidence, and you start to, you know, take it even more seriously, although that time they got stopped.
Pardee runs to the outside. Actually, no, it almost looked like it was a run there by Hunter Sanford to the outside. It was one of those two. It was a big dog pile. My mistake there. It was 6:15 to go in the third, 28-14. Now a 3rd and 5. This is a big play for Delhi.
Yeah, they were able to withstand the Walton attack there and keep it to a 2-score game, but can they get a good sustained drive here now?
They also have Ryan Wilson in the backfield right now. Brannigan's going to roll out. He's in trouble. He's got a whole bunch of Warriors chasing after him, but Brannigan's going to tuck it and run. He's going to pick up a first down, 40-45, before being knocked out of bounds and a late hit. Here,
yeah,
against the Walton Warriors. Brannigan ran about 15 yards in the wrong direction, still picks up the first down.
Well, they were trying to set up the screen to Pardee. It took him a long time, though, to get out in the open, and Brannigan was being chased that time by, you know, half the Walton defense, and he needed to do, there was no way he was going to be able to get the ball to Pardee at that point. So turned around, and once he got past the first guy, boy, then he was really out in the open. That was a 14-yard pickup, tack on another 15. It's a huge play that time for Delhi.
Yeah, Brannigan was dancing up the sideline. Wasn't a malicious hit or anything, just kind of tapped him out of bounds, and it was probably a second or two late, and they'll throw that flag 9 times out of 10.
Yes.
5:40 to go, third quarter. Nate Lowe and Chris Capello with you today on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream courtesy of SFCU today. Delhi with the ball. They're in Walton territory on the 41-yard line. Sweep to Pardee, left side, first down and more. He's at the 30 to the 29 before he's tackled by the Warriors. Delhi still leading 28-14.
So Pardee continues to be the workhorse here. That's another 12 yards for him. And again, got to give credit to some blockers that time. And Van Wee again pulling around, leading the way for Pardee. Pardee now 11 carries, 50 yards.
And Chris, if you're Delhi here, you get 2-touchdown lead, 5:15 to go third quarter. How much are you trying to work this clock?
You like to work it a lot here. I think they're going to try to stay on the ground until they have to at this point.
Tyler Bruce is split out to the right, one-on-one coverage. Silcox is out to the left. They're going to run it right up the middle, though. A tackle by Walton, and that was Scotty Barnhart, as this time running for Ryan Wilson. His first or second carry of the day here for DA. Didn't see him run at all in the first half.
No, that was his first carry, I think. It's the unofficial Capello stat.
Well, as we said before, both teams have 3, 4, 5 guys who can run. So you have to be on your toes to see who's coming out of the backfield with the ball.
And Brackey's still trying to get comfortable here on the sidelines. He just can't quite seem to work this cramp out. And unfortunately, it's going to be tough this afternoon.
Brannigan fakes the handoff to Pardee, throws to Tyler Bruce. Good catch at the 20. To the 15, makes a move. Cuts back to the 5, roped out of bounds at the 3. Ty Bruce making it happen there for DA.
22 yards on the pickup that time. And Bruce, boy, when he gets the ball, he can make some moves. Holy cow.
Of course, his dad, Todd Bruce, head coach of the girls basketball team that won the state championship 2 years ago. He was in attendance here today. And, of course, his older sister, Logan Bruce, was an absolute superstar here at DA on that state championship team, now running track at Ithaca College. So long line of athletes in that family. 4:15 to go in the third quarter. Delhi leading 28-14. They are inside the Walton red zone at the 10. They go to Pardee, plows his way forward. Touchdown for DA. Warren Pardee making it happen with his third of the day.
Boy, you said plowed his way, and you were absolutely right. Boy, he was like a man possessed when he got that ball and wasted no time and just blew through the Walton defensive line on the way across the goal line. So impressive drive that time by Delhi.
With the way Walton was moving the ball, if you're a Delhi fan, it has to feel good. You stopped them, you came down, and you put some more points up here on the board to make it 34-14 with 4:10 to go in the third quarter, waiting for the extra point from Silcox. Snap is good, hold is good. Silcox with another good boot up and through, and Delhi pushes the lead to 35-14. For Chris Capello, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street in Unadilla. For over 35 years, we have been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. In fact, we can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all their Regal Select latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. If you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store for over 35 years on Main Street in Unadilla. We know paint.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Delhi with the 35-14 lead over Walton. Live from Delaware Academy on Dave Kelly Field, Nate Lowe and Chris Capello on WCDO today. And, of course, brought to you by SFCU or at WCDOsports.com. So Silcox will kick off. Walton will receive. And a high boot here from Silcox. Doesn't go quite as far as some of the others, but still goes all the way down to the 10. Little miscommunication here by Walton. They finally pick it up. They'll run it out with Kyle Wright to about the 20-yard line. That's where the Warriors will start.
Actually, a little bit more of an effective kick that time as opposed to booting it in the end zone where the touchback will come out to the 25. That time was a much shorter kick. I don't know if something wrong with him. I don't know what's going on.
I
see him boot a field goal from there. Because if you put it up on the tee from the 40, that's a 70-yard field goal. He could have been good in that opening kickoff for maybe even 60.
I was shocked to see it go that far. It was really fun.
Well, now for Walton, with just about 4 minutes left in the third quarter, they can't afford any more mistakes now.
No, they are in a 3-touchdown hole, and they need to try to score late on this drive in the third quarter. They'll go to Brooker. Brooker to the outside. Boy, that ball was almost stripped. Good job by Brooker to hold on. Bruce was there for the tackle, as well as Preston Van Wee for Delhi.
Boy, Van Wee certainly has a nose for the ball, that's for sure, on defense. He's not the biggest kid, but, man, he has made some plays today defensively.
3:50 to go in the third quarter. We're still watching Brocky down here on the sideline getting worked on for those cramps. And now Preston Van Wee is on the field here, and we'll hope that he's okay. So we'll take an injury timeout. Again, our score is Delhi 35, Walton 14, 3:50 to go in the third quarter. For Chris Capello, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be back on WCDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street in Unadilla. For over 35 years, we have been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. In fact, we can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all their Regal Select latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. If you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store for over 35 years on Main Street in Unadilla. We know paint.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Live from Delaware Academy today. An injury on the field as Delhi leads 35-14 over Walton with 3:50 to go in the third quarter. This is Preston Van Wee still down on the field here, Chris.
Yeah.
It could be a loss for the Bulldogs because he's been sensational today.
Yeah, and it looks like another guy who looks like cramps again, I believe. You know, just in the way they seem to be working his legs out there. So you have Van Wee as well as Bracky. Bracky is still on the sidelines here for Delhi as well, and he's working his hamstrings. I could see him grabbing it and trying to stretch out, and that's tough. Again, we talked about it a little bit earlier. When you start cramping, boy, it's really hard to recover while you're in the contest like this without getting any significant rest. So they may be, you know, maybe without two really key players here for the rest of the game, at least from a really productive standpoint.
Trainer is getting his workout today on the Delhi sideline. I'm sure it's the same on the Walton. We've seen a lot of guys go over there. They're down on one knee. They're trying to stretch it out as well. Walton is going to try to go to the air here after this injury timeout. They go to Morgan Condon. It's complete out to midfield on the right side. Logan Akins with the coverage, but they've tried to go to Condon a few times. It hasn't worked. I believe it's his first catch of the day, another big part of their offense normally.
It was his first catch, 26-yard pickup that time for the Warriors, and it was just what they needed, and I think kind of threw Delhi for a surprise there. They hadn't done that in quite some time, and they come back off of the injury timeout, and boom, get a big hit that time for 26 yards, and now they're in business near midfield.
3:15 to go in this third quarter. The Delhi line collapses down, Party leading the charge as Caleb Stanton gets the carry. Gain of about two or three. So Delhi leads 35-14, second and five coming.
And a hurry-up offense here for Walton. No surprise.
Here is Jacob again. We'll hand off to Stanton to the outside, but he is brought down. Delhi brought the house, and that was Jake Pitcher coming up to make a tackle.
Minus two on that carry for Stanton. So great job by Delhi. Kind of strung it outside and Stanton, probably not the fastest guy in the field, I guess, compared to these Delhi players. And they were able to drag him down for a loss.
Delhi just seems to have a next man up mentality here on defense. If somebody's out, somebody else comes in to make the play. They go to Peshout. He gets upended on the next play across the 45 to the 44. So this is going to bring up a fourth down and about five to go. And Walton's going to go for it here at the Delhi 45. 2:15 to go, third quarter. Jacob is under center. The crowd is loud and rowdy here. Walton's going to go for it. He's going to roll out. Jacob trying to find his wide open receiver. It's complete at the 20, down to the 15-10. Tyler Bruce trying to hang on, and he can't do it. That is a touchdown for Noah Aubin here for Walton.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, poor Tyler Bruce. I give him credit all game, 5'9", 130, and he's trying to drag down a tight end who's 6'2", 230. So he's got a 100-pound edge on him that time, and he was wide open. And if Aubin wasn't open, then Cody Ray was open as well. So they fooled the Delhi defense that time, sucked him in, and he had two receivers wide open. And all Aubin had to do was just wait for it to get there.
Again, good credit to Ty Bruce, but it was two-on-one. They could have gone to Ray. They could have gone to Aubin. And fourth and five, they went for it, and the gamble paid off there for Walton. With a minute 58 to go in the third quarter, really – had to go for it there.
Absolutely.
No other choice. Two-point conversion. They'll hand off, and plowing the pile forward, I believe, is Lamoureux, and he's going to get in. So that's going to make it a two-point conversion is good. So an eight-point swing there for Walton. With a minute 58 to go in the third quarter, it's Delhi 35, Walton 22. Still got a ball game, folks. We'll be back on WCDO.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove, heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those extra cold days and nights, and top quality Valspar paints and painting supplies for indoor paint jobs. Hundreds of color options to choose from, or bring in a color sample and they can match it. Barnard's Hometown Hardware has canning jars and supplies, and they sell nails and screws by the pound to save you money. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So Walton scores on a pass play to Noah Aubin to cut the Delhi lead to 35-22 with just under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Do the Warriors gamble here and maybe go for a little onside, Chris?
I don't know. I mean, the onside kick, it's almost like, you know, last night I saw in a game where the Windsor put one just over the front line and were able to outrun the rest of the kick coverage team. See if they do that, but first Aubin's got to get his mouthpiece in.
He tried the little squib kick. Tyler Bruce is going to fall on it at the 40, actually about at the 37. Just good play there. Get it, fall down on it. Let's start on offense.
Well, the kick was actually well executed. The problem was that he didn't angle it enough towards the 50-yard line. He actually just kind of went right up the middle of the field, so it was pretty easy for Bruce that time to just fall on it and be safe for Delhi. So now for Delhi, can they continue their offensive success here in the third quarter and go back up by three scores, or can Walton hold and then make this even more interesting as we head into the fourth quarter?
Chris, I don't know if I'm seeing what I'm seeing, but does it look like maybe the Delhi guys are trying some interesting things here, drinking on the side?
Yeah, I noticed that too. I don't know. I'm not sure what it is.
It looks like a bottle of mustard to me is what it looks like, but
it can't be. No, actually, I think I've heard of this recently.
Well, we know the Serge Corbin pickle juice from the regatta, yes. But I don't know about mustard. We'll have to see. A run there on first down gets nowhere for Pardee, so second and 10 coming for Delhi. They lead 35-22 with a minute and a half to go in the third.
I think you're right. I think it is. I like mustard, but I don't know if I'd be doing shots of it.
Literally looked like a guy ran from the snack bar and handed that to Bryce Brocky and Preston Van Wee, and they were just down in it.
That's a new one.
And here on a second and 10, pushing the pile forward for Delhi out to the 40, and that's going to be Noah Wilson, number 24. Ryan Wilson. So that's going to be about a third and six or seven coming up here with a minute to go in the third.
And Wilson in because Brackey is not. And, you know, so now we have third and a good healthy 6 yards. Again, I think Delhi just wants to keep that clock moving, but it's a big play here.
45 seconds to go, third quarter, third and six. Delhi going left to right. They're on their own 40. Here's the snap. Going to hand it off. Walton reads it well, but Silcox, can he get to the edge? Can he get around Condon? He's going to be very close to a first down. We have a flag on the play, and I think a late hit, too. Let's see how this all works out.
I think this might cancel each other out. I think you had an illegal block, maybe a hold on Delhi near the 45-yard line, but definitely a late hit as well by Walton. So will that cancel each other out, and they'll redo the down potentially?
You wonder if Silcox, he went to the edge. You wonder if he had cut it back to the inside. It looked like he had a lane there, too. He's still down on the play. And so we'll see how all the yellow hankies work themselves out here with 30 seconds to go. Third quarter, Delhi leading 35-22.
Yeah, take a while, I think, to sort this out. But, yeah, you can. So we had, who was it? Oh, I'm forgetting. It was Peshout, who had a chance to get Silcox actually for a loss. Once he got around him, though, he had an opening, like you said, but you could see the wall of blockers for Delhi out there, and I'm thinking, let's see if they no block in the back, but it looks like they got him for it anyhow. However, the late hit by Walton, we'll see how this all pans out here. The officials, this is why they get paid the big bucks.
That's right. Silcox is still down. It wasn't, you know, yes, late hit wasn't malicious or anything, but he kind of went into a pile of guys that were standing on the sideline. You wonder if he tweaked something. We'll have to see.
So they marched 10 yards off from the 45. Yeah, okay, so repeat third down.
So a good run by Silcox. Things kind of canceling each other out here. And we'll see where the ball is spotted.
Okay, so all of that is basically a 5-yard loss.
Yeah.
No, wait, no, I take that back.
So now they're going to mark. Oh, boy. So really
the
penalty on Walton is really going to hurt them, and they'll pull it up to the 50-yard line, but they still will have to repeat the third down.
Now it's a first down. It's an automatic first down, I believe.
The official, when he announced it, had said repeat third down, but okay, there we go. So, yes, they will move the chains. Confusing when there's multiples like that.
And this is why
that's why I get paid the big bucks,
this
right?
This is why you get paid the big bucks. And clearly, I haven't done this for 10 years because I don't know the rules and how the yardage is marked off anymore. So because it was a 3rd and 6, but the spot of the foul, 10 yards beyond that, it would be minus 10, but then the 15 against one, you know, carry the 1.
Yeah, right.
times pi.
I feel like I'm back in calculus class here.
Yeah. And it's midfield for Delhi, 1st and 10.
Delhi on the Bulldog logo at midfield going left to right. It's 35-22. They'll hand off to Pardee. He's trying to push the pile, but that is all Walton there. Blaine Klinger coming up to lay a big lick on him.
Oof. Yeah, that looked like it hurt.
That might be the last play here of the third quarter. I'm actually getting a text message here. Mustard helps cramps. They always took my mustard from the concession stand. This is a Sydney fan reporting in, so we're right.
But who figures this out?
I know. Who said, I'm going to try that?
Yeah.
That's going to do it for the third quarter. Maybe the mustard will help DA. They currently have the lead 35-22. Fourth quarter coming up between the Bulldogs and the Walton Warriors on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter on WCDL. Nate Lull and Chris Capello with you this afternoon on WCDO and CDOsports.com. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. 12 minutes left to decide this one. We switch ends of the field. Delhi leads 35-22. Bulldogs now going right to left. And this will be a 2nd and 11 to start the fourth quarter. Brannigan wants to throw. The pocket is collapsing on him. He gets away from trouble to the right wing side. Brannigan's going to loft one up, and it's just too tall for Pardee. If he could have hauled that one in, would have been close to a first down.
Yeah, it's a very, very difficult throw for any quarterback, let alone a high school quarterback. Again, going to his left side, being a right-handed quarterback, and trying to make an accurate turn your shoulders and make an accurate throw is very difficult. In my limited time at quarterback a long time ago, I think I know what I'm talking about.
Well, I mean, just even when you're watching it from up here, yes, you can tell just how awkward the motion looks.
Right. I mean, you imagine you're running, you have your right shoulder facing upfield, and you have to somehow, at full speed, turn so your left shoulder is facing upfield and make an accurate throw without having it sail like it did there is very hard because it always has a tendency to float.
Three wide receivers split out to the left wing side here for Delhi, but we are going to have a delay of game against the Bulldogs. We'll back them up 5 yards, make it 3rd and 15, so Delhi making things difficult on themselves to start the fourth quarter.
And it's tough when you don't have the play clock that you could look at as a quarterback. You know, still a lot of fields that don't have that, but, man, it's a huge help when you do.
Yeah, it's weird to think that some don't have it, but here at Dave Kelly Field, still no play clock.
I never had it.
That's true. I mean, it's got to be a relatively new thing. Last 10 years, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't been very long, but, yeah, it was always – sometimes the officials would help you out, so you got – oh, boy.
Here's Brannigan in the backfield. Miscommunication, trying to hand that off. Walton was able to sniff it out. Owen Griffin with the sack.
Yeah, that was kind of messed up from the beginning there. That was a long loss that time. That was a loss of 12.
And so with 11 and a half minutes to go in the fourth quarter, Delhi leads 35-22, fourth and 15. And Delhi's going to have to punt this one away. I'll be interested to see who will do the punting duties. Silcox got hurt a couple of minutes ago. He's still on the sideline here stretching it out. So who is the backup punter here for Delhi? Looks like Logan Akins is going to come in, one of those soccer guys.
Yeah.
See what kind of a boot he's got. Waiting for the snap. He'll boot this one. Boy, it barely goes 10 yards. Walton is going to grab it there. They'll have it at the 35, and that hurts for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, that was, well, a three-yard punt.
It went straight up and straight down.
Yes.
So Walton is going to have great field position, and we've said all second half, who's going to have more gas in the tank, and can Walton just wear you down with their style?
And you have Delhi, who has three starters out. I don't know if Van Wee is back in. I don't see 52. I got to look for the mustard. No, he's running here, so
yeah.
He's not back in. You have Silcox that's out. You have Brackey that's out, all for cramps. So you have three backups in for Delhi defensively.
Walton going left to right here on
a first
and 10 at the 35. They got a receiver open. They're trying to go long to him, and Jacob overthrows Aubin, who caught the last touchdown on the last Walton drive, incomplete.
And he was open. And again, another cramp. Now Aiken comes up limping for Delhi.
So Aiken is coming off here. And, you know, so far in the second half, yes, both teams look tired. It's a hot, humid day, but it's been Delhi that has been really hurting from the cramps.
And I wonder if they're going to run up, get another bottle of mustard.
The concession stand might be out. If you want a hot dog right now,
go down to the Price Chopper and see if there's traffic here in Delhi. Get back in time.
If you want mustard on your hot dog, forget it right now. Take one for the team. Walton's going to run to the outside. This is Lamoureux, and he gets across the 20 to the 15, still rumbling inside the 10 before he is brought down. Nick Lamoureux with a good run, and Walton has life here with 10:45 to go.
First time he's broke free here this afternoon. That's a 25-yard pickup for the Warriors. They're in business, and they're picking up the pace.
Walton trailing 35-22. This would be a huge drive here for the Warriors. They're going to hand off to Caleb Stanton. He's brought down at the line after a gain of about one. And this is where the starters that are still on the field for Delhi, they have to try to find a way to make a stop, because the Walton train is coming. You know that's a fact. 10:20 to go. They'll hand off to Stanton again. He plows his way forward. I mean, Stanton's 6'2", 205. He is a large load to bring down.
Yeah, and the defender, I couldn't tell who it was at the time, but just kind of caught him. Didn't really tackle him as much as caught him in his chest and fell backwards.
Down to 10 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Delhi leading 35-22, but Walton's on the doorstep once again, going left to right. This is going to be a third and goal. They try to run it up the gut. I believe the ball fell to the ground here, but I think the Warriors fell on it.
Wow.
Again, four fumbles in the first half for Walton. They've cleaned it up quite a bit here in the second half. Fourth down. Here they go. They're going forward on the line. Jacob, QB sneak. Did he get in? No official signal yet. The Stripes are looking at it. Boy, nobody has made the signal. Yes, they're in. What a late call on that. The Warriors punch it home.
Wow, took forever to get that call. Holy cow, we weren't sure that the side judge on the Walton side kept looking. Delhi is saying no. Walton's saying yes. But the side judge finally said, yep, he's in, just barely.
So a one-yard TD run for Dylan Jacob makes it 35-28 with 9.5 minutes to go. What a ball game here today at Dave Kelly Field in Delhi. And Warriors are going to go for two. Here is Jacob, spins, hands it, and they'll walk it in for two with Caleb Stanton. And just like that, folks, it's 35-30 with 9.5 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll step away. We got a ball game here at DA. We'll be back on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval, one of the best service departments, and a full rental fleet. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
9.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Delhi leads 35-30. The Warriors have won the last 9 straight contests in a matchup between Walton and Delhi. Blew them out last year. I think it was 47-14. We've had a great game here today.
This is everything you hoped it would be, especially with these two teams coming in, combined 5-1 record between the two of them, both ranked Class D in New York State, and this has absolutely lived up to the expectations for sure and even exceeded it. But Walton clearly has the momentum now. They were down 35-14, have now come back and are 35-30. Delhi, they need to hydrate and make sure they don't lose any more players. They're down at least 4 or 5 players now, the cramps, and you know Walton now sniffs some blood for sure.
They are trying to work out those cramps on the sideline. Walton's going to go for an onside kick. It hits a Delhi player. We're actually blocked from seeing who has it. Delhi's going to have it. There's a tent on the Delhi sideline.
Yeah.
The ball went right in front of it, so we couldn't see it. Somehow the Bulldogs fell on that one. That would have been a huge break for Walton.
Yeah, it looked like Walton kind of picked their victim on the front line and said, we're kicking it to that guy, and did exactly that and almost came up with it. Now Delhi's going to have good field position at their own 44-yard line. Can they run some clock here, take it down, maybe even get a field goal? If they can do that, to make it an 8-point game. But they'd love to get a touchdown here. You got Silcox coming out.
Yep.
He's limping.
Silcox is in, and so is Van Wee. Both on the field right now. They're going to hand off to Pardee on a 1st and 10. He's brought down by the Orange Crush. That was Garrett Johnson on the tackle. So Bracky is still on the sideline stretching. Logan Akins is on the bench, but Van Wee I saw go in as well as Silcox.
But they are not. Yeah, Silcox is definitely not 100%. So you're missing one of your speed guys here, which has been very useful this afternoon.
35-30, Delhi ahead by 5. Yes, Silcox is noticeably limping. He's trying to gut it out here with 9 minutes to go. Delhi trying to work some clock. This will be a 2nd and 10 as they go right to left. Ball is on their own 43. They'll hand off to Pardee, and he'll hit the pile, but he's brought down. Valiant effort there by Pardee. Scotty Barnhart on the tackle, and now a Walton player slow to get up, but he will get to his feet. And so this will bring it out to the 45-yard line. Clock is stopped with 8:39 to go. Delhi leads Walton 35-30. Going to be a 3rd and 9 coming up. You almost think Delhi's got to go to the air here.
Yeah, they have to because they have not been able to run much in this second half at all. And there's no way they're going to be able to get, or there's almost no way they're going to be able to get 9 yards on the ground, so they spread it out a little bit here, but still under center.
Ty Bruce is split out to the right side. Brannigan looking to throw to him. It's complete. No, through the hands of Ty Bruce. It would have been good for a 1st down.
Oh.
4th down coming. Tough break there for Delhi.
Oh, yeah. Boy, if you're Bruce, you want that back because he had it right in his hands at about the 40-yard line of Walton, but just could not hold on. Condon on the defense, but he had the inside leverage that time. And it was a great pass by Brannigan right in his hands. Unfortunately, Bruce couldn't hold on to it.
Yeah, I saw the hand of Condon come through. I don't think he hit anything, but you wonder, you know, did that go in front of his vision? Could he not see it?
Yeah.
But, boy, it was right there. 8.5 to go. 4th quarter, Delhi leads 35-30. They're going to have to punt it away. Silcox is back in for the punting duties. He gets a deep. It was partially blocked here, and it goes to the 40. And the Delhi sideline is upset because they touched it. It was taking a Delhi bounce. It was going to keep going. Gives the Warriors some good field position.
Yeah, they did touch it at the 41-yard line. I think it just came right to him, and by instinct, without even really thinking, he just picked it up. And immediately he's like, oh, shoot, I should have let it go.
Silcox, right after the punt, comes over. He's continuing to get worked on immediately, ripped his helmet off. He's still got those cramps with 8:20 to go. And if you're Delhi right now, you're fighting the cramp bug. You're looking at the clock saying, can that thing move any faster?
Yeah, and again, Walton, I think, is very confident right now with 8:20 left in this ball game. They feel that they can just if they can hold on to the ball again, can drive it right down the field.
Walton licking their chops here as they'll have the ball on a first and 10 at their own 45. They want to throw. They have a receiver open. Good defense still by Ty Bruce to knock it away from Nick Lamoureux. One-on-one coverage, and he was able to get up and punch it away.
That's great defense. I mean, that is fantastic defense. Being the shorter of the two as well, that's a fantastic play by Bruce. That's the second one he's made today on the deep pass. He had the interception in the first half right in front of us here. That one, he never got fooled by that by the receiver and was able to knock it away.
Delhi trying to catch a break here. Walton saying, this is where we shine. They've won the last nine straight, trying to make it 10. They'll hand off to Brooker onto the outside. Brooker breaks a tackle, gets into the second level. He's at the 50, 45-40. Mows over another defender to the 35 before he's brought down. First down for the Orange Crush.
25-yard pickup that time by Brooker. And again, they're feeling good. No one's out for them. So they have all their athletes in, feeling pretty confident. Delhi, let's see if they could find that fifth gear here. Let's see if they could suck it up and make a play defensively.
7:50 to go. Walton trailing by 5, 35-30 here on the road. Two state-ranked Class D football teams. Handoff in the backfield. No, they're going to push it forward. I was fooled on the play. Thought it was going to the left. They keep it between the hashes and plow it forward.
Welcome to watching Walton football.
Yeah.
It was Stanton.
So Stanton picks up 7. Going to be a 2nd and 3 coming. That really is. Sometimes you don't know where that ball is.
You know
is.
How many times teams have tackled guys that don't have the ball when you face Walton? Only hundreds of times.
2nd and 3. They're going to go to Brooker on the outside. First down. Punches it to the 15. Ty Bruce on the tackle, and Walton just has all the juice right now.
They do. That's another 11 yards that time for Brooker, and he's really picked it up here in the second half. He's got 7 carries for 73 yards, and, you know, Bruce went down to make the tackle, and Brooker went to hit him. If he would have literally just hopped over him, he would have scored easy.
Clock moving, 7 minutes to go. Still an eternity left in this fourth quarter. They're going to hand off to Lamoureux. He gets taken down. No, manages to walk into the end zone. Pardee couldn't bring him down.
Wow.
And Walton takes the lead.
Wow. I think a lot of that, Nate, honestly, had to do with a very tired defense at this point. That was an impressive run. He broke 2 or 3 tackles on the way in, and they had a chance to get him, but they could not bring him down. Lamoureux with the touchdown. And Walton comes storming back from 21 down.
Walton was down 35-14. And now the Warriors take the lead, 36-35, 6:53 to go. They're going to go for 2. Roll to the outside for Dylan Jacob, and he'll try to hop his way in, and he does. 2-point conversion is good, and the Walton Warriors are back from the dead. They lead Delhi 38-35. What a game, folks. 6:53 to go, fourth quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
With a mortgage from NBT Bank, you can stop stressing and start packing. Visit us in branch or online at nbtbank.com/welcome home and see why NBT Bank is recognized as one of the world's best banks by Forbes. Equal housing lender, NMLS 500501.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
So Walton comes storming back to take a 38-35 lead over Delhi with just under 7 minutes to go. Nate Lowell, Chris Capello with you on WCDO. This has been a great regular season game.
Yeah, this is everything we could have hoped for and more in this rivalry. Again, this goes all the way back to 1893, the third oldest rivalry in all of high school football in New York State. I think the oldest is like Fordham Prep and Xavier or something like that, down in the Bronx from the 1880s or something like that. But this has always been just a great rivalry between these two schools. You want to talk about just fantastic small-town high school football. This is the epitome of that, and this has been everything we could have hoped for. This is fantastic.
So the Warriors were once trailing in this game 35-14, and they've come all the way back to take a 38-35 lead, but there's still 6:53 to go. Anything could happen here. So Walton will be doing the kickoff duties. This time they're going to hit it long. And Delhi's going to have to chase it back to the 5-yard line. And it's picked up here by Garrett Pinney. Pinney working his way forward and goes down as he works his way out to the 11-yard line. And again, Walton has just thrived since Delhi has had a couple of guys out with these cramping issues. And there's been some new faces on the field for Delhi here in this fourth quarter.
Yeah, but we'll see if Delhi finally has some kids that are ready to go back in. I'm not sure. I don't see Brackey going out there in particular.
No, he's still on the sideline.
Yeah.
Doesn't have his helmet on. He's continuing to stretch, has his helmet in his hands.
Silcox is out as well, so you got two of your home run hitters that aren't in the game, and this is by far the worst field position Delhi's had all game.
And we mentioned it earlier, Alex Haight, another huge playmaker, mm-hmm. out this week with an injury. He's expecting to be back, but there's another dynamic athlete who has scored multiple touchdowns and plays both ways for you. So here is the junior cornerback, Luke Brannigan. He's in the shotgun here with 6:45 to go. They start on their own 12-yard line going right to left. We got a flag.
Another false start against Delhi.
Boy, and now they're pinned up right against their own end zone. Tough place to be here for the Bulldogs.
Oh, no, I take that back. They called timeout.
So a timeout, so I believe no penalty on the play. With 6:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll keep it right here. Walton leading Delhi 38-35. Just a knockdown, drag-out fight here today between these two schools.
Yeah.
It's been really fun to watch these two go at it. Of course, Walton has won 9 straight, trying to make it 10. And, you know, it's one of those games that you don't want to see either side lose because they fought so hard.
No, I know, and you're going to use the cliche that they're leaving it all out on the field, but they actually are. I mean, these kids are tired on both sides. Walton seems to have weathered the storm, so to speak, from a cramping standpoint fairly well, and they look the fresher of two teams right now. Delhi, since towards the end of the first half even, you could see them getting exhausted, hands on knees, really taking some huffs and puffs, and it's really progressed here in the second half. And, you know, unfortunately, that's had an effect on this ball game, no question.
Well, you wonder, too, Delhi's had a bunch of blowout wins. Were they not playing guys as much in the second half, whereas Walton's had some tight ball games where the starters might have been in for a full four quarters? First and 10. Brannigan's going to throw out to Pardee on the far side. Pardee's got some room. Across the 15 to the 20, and he's going to pick up about 8 on that catch. Pardee has just been a workhorse today for Delhi. I mean, we've talked about all these guys on the sidelines, guys going in and out. Pardee has just been the force in the backfield, doing whatever he needs to do here for Delhi. And they've called his number a lot.
Yep, and he has not had the most explosive game statistically, but a couple touchdowns, rushing, receiving.
Second and 2, they go to Pardee again. He tries to drive the pile forward, but it's a big mass of orange and white, and I don't think he got it.
No, basically back to the line of scrimmage.
5:55 to go. Fourth quarter, Delhi trailing by 3. 38-35. Walton with 3 unanswered touchdowns to get back in this game. A 3rd and 2. Delhi going right to left, ball on their own 20. Trying to keep the drive alive. Walton smells blood, as Chris said earlier, trying to pull off a huge comeback win on the road. Going to be a run. Brannigan, pocket breaks down. Great move. He's going to pick up the first down, I believe. Very close. Dylan Jacob with the tackle.
Ooh.
Brannigan made a quick move to get out of the backfield in time.
He's going to be really close. Jacob came up at the end. And I think we might, it looks like, just based on my angle, my context, the prescription is fairly recent. Might be just a hair short.
Officials are looking at it here.
It looked like he had it on the run for a minute. Again, they roll him out to the left, which is a harder throw for
right.
the quarterback. And he had an opening, and it looked like he was going to get there, but kind of ran to the side just at the last second. Jacob was able to drag him down. We'll see with the measurement.
Here comes the chain crew. This is going to be close. This is going to be close. And first down. I mean, by a hair.
Jacob's
going, are you sure?
Wait a minute, what?
He was right on. Yeah. He just looked up at the sky.
Like, oh, come on.
And he's got a great, if you know him, he's got a great personality. He's probably got a big smile on right now. He's going, you sure you don't want to
again? It definitely looked like he was kind of picking on the official. Like, what? Come on. That's not a first down. But that's great.
5 minutes to go.
Oh, boy, Delhi needed that.
Delhi trails 38-35. They'll run it up the middle with Pardee and really just nowhere to go. And, you know, some of the creative plays that we saw earlier,
right. Just
they've decided to go with the run here. And you wonder, do they have the guys on the sideline? They don't feel comfortable running those plays.
Well, again, you have Silcox out, Aiken out, Brackey out, and those are three guys that made huge contributions in the first half. And they don't have them now. So it's basically been Pardee left, Pardee right, Pardee up the middle here. The last quarter or so.
Van Wee and Silcox are still walking around stretching, but Brocky and Logan Akins are on the bench, and I don't know if they've just given up the hope of going back in. Coaching staff has said no, I'm not sure. Second and seven with 4:15 to go. Delhi's on their own 25, and Brannigan has nowhere to go, and the pocket collapses on a big Cody Ray was leading the charge.
Cody Ray, Scotty Barnhart on the sack, and that was a big one there for the Warriors. That knocks him down. That's about a 5-yard loss on the play.
So this will be third and 11, and the clock is still moving here, Chris. 3:55 to go. No matter how this ends, stay tuned for our post-game show. We give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. We'll break this one down. There's a lot to talk about.
Well, this will definitely be four down territory for sure.
Third and 11. Ty Bruce is lined up on the left wing. Brannigan looking over the middle. He's got Pardee wide open to the 25-30, 35-40. Pardee's got some room. He's got one man to beat. It's still in Jacob. Pardee gets to the sideline, 30-25, and rides him out of bounds with 3:20 to go. Delhi's got some life here, folks. Pardee with a huge pickup. If it wasn't for Dylan Jacob, he was going to the house.
What a play call that time by the Delhi coaching staff. 54 yards on that pickup to Pardee, and, boy, that might have saved this game for sure. I mean, that was a gorgeous play call, and they had the entire Walton offense sucked up that time. A classic screen pass over to the left. Cody Ray got through. They let him through. He went right for the quarterback. Brannigan did a great job just floating it out to Pardee, and then you could just see a wall of blockers. So here we are now at the 25.
A lot of time left for Delhi to work with. They're deep in Walton territory. They hand it off to Pardee again, and he runs into the Orange Crush wall. And they just have a ton of size there. He has nowhere to go. Cody Ray is there. They bring up Pesh out. They bring up Stanton. And Pardee just had no daylight.
Boy, he's going to sleep well tonight.
Yes, he is. Both these teams are going to sleep well.
Pardee, only 59 yards rushing, but 19 carries. And he has three catches for 106 yards.
What a day. 2:50 to go. Here at Dave Kelly Field in Delhi. Walton leads 38-35. But Delhi is driving. They're going right to left. They're on the Walton 25. Brannigan has a man in motion. Drops back. He's looking to his right. Avoids the sack. Now steps up in the pocket. Maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage. Third down coming with 2.5 to go.
Oh, and they had Bruce again. They were looking for Bruce with Condon covering him as really the only receiver he was looking for at about the 10-yard line. But Walton was able to get in there defensively, slow him down. And for a second, it looked like he may be able to get away. But could not. Loss of one, so now another third and long for Delhi.
Brannigan getting the play on the sideline. And one thing you want to think about here, Silcox, who we know has a heck of a leg, as the field goal kicker, you're down three. He's fighting the cramps, so you don't even know if you can use that. Timeout taken with 2:09 to go. Chris, let's keep it right here.
Sure.
38-35 to score. What a storyline here today. Delhi was ahead 35-14. Walton has crawled all the way back into this game. Silcox just looks like he is in pain getting stretched out. Can he kick a field goal? We don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think that. I mean, they're working on his left calf right now, which is his plant foot then. So to be able to, you know, run and plant on that foot and kick, and again, they're at the 26-yard line right now. Say they don't get any more yards and have to kick it on fourth down. If they even decided to do that, you're talking about a 44-yard field
heck
goal.
Of a boot.
That's a lot to ask for a kid who's been cramping for most of the second half to tie the game. So my guess is that this is probably four down territory for the offense.
Well, he came in and he got that last punt off. It was partially blocked, but he just didn't look like he had that same oomph to it.
Right, and again, once you start cramping in a game like this, it is You can't say it any other way. You're kind of...
You're done.
You're done. Yeah, there's not much you can
you're
do.
Done. You're not going to be the same as you were before you started cramping. You just won't. It's going to take until later tonight where he'll finally be, you know, ready again.
Out of the timeout, 2:09 to go, a 3rd and 10 for Delhi. They're at the Walton 26. They trail by 3, 38-35. Brannigan's going to drop back to pass. He's looking for a throw. He's flush to the left. He's at the 30. He's going to toss one up towards the end zone, and this is picked off by Walton in the end zone by Dylan Jacob.
Wow. I'll tell you what, Jacob, I think he played that the whole time. He knew exactly where Brannigan was going to go and just stayed by the receiver that time, Pagillo for Delhi. And you talked about Dylan Jacob just being an athlete. Well, there's an athlete making a play for Walton.
Tough to go at him because he's one of those guys. He's smart. He's athletic. He can make those type of plays. And that just probably looked like a big old meatball up there for him to go get.
And he just went up and got it. And he just, you know, that's players making plays. He made a play. Now, Delhi has only one timeout left. So Walton here is definitely in good shape in that with a three-point lead. The one first down here basically ends this ball game.
1:58 to go. I don't want to jinx anybody here, but Walton, first half, had a ton of fumble troubles.
Mm-hmm.
If they fumbled here, Delhi would be right back in business, still with 2 minutes to go, 1:58 to be exact. It's Walton leading 38-35. Heck of a game today. And under center, here is Dylan Jacob. Gets the handoff. They'll go to Stanton on the far side, works his way to the 25-yard line, and the timeout is going to be taken by the Bulldogs. And they just look like they're out of gas. There are guys getting up slow here after that tackle. Hope that everybody is okay.
Yeah, it has been a tough, tough, tough ball game for both teams.
Yeah, both teams, you know, you've seen guys come over to the sideline, immediately go down to a knee, try to get a drink, try to stay in this game. Hurt player coming off now is Jake Pitcher. Looks like maybe an ankle injury. And he's played some big minutes here in the second half. So timeout taken by Delhi. Again, we'll keep it right here. 38-35. Walton was down 35-14. And in classic Walton fashion, they've worked their way back into this game with 1:52 to go.
Yeah, it's funny. You were talking about fumbles just a little bit earlier. I know before the last play, and he's actually got one now, Dylan Jacob is over there with a towel wiping his hands off. Because it's sweat. I mean, we're sweating up here.
Oh, yeah. It's a muggy day.
Yeah, I can't imagine what these players are going through. Well, I know what they are because we can see them right in front of us cramping up left and right. But, this is the time you really don't want to fumble here.
Yeah, I think some of these Delhi guys are frustrated because, hey, I feel fine. I feel good. But with the cramps, you don't know. You go out there, you take one step, boom. Out of the timeout on a 1st and 10, Walton's going to run to the left side.
Yeah.
You said it, Chris. There it is, to the 35-36 first down run, and that was Lamoureux.
11 yards on that pickup, but more importantly for Walton, that's a first down, and with no timeouts left for Delhi, all Walton has to do is take a knee a couple times, and they're going to win this incredible shootout here afternoon.
This would be their 10th straight, as long as they can hold on here with 1.5 minutes to go. This has to leave a tough taste in the mouth of the Bulldogs, their fans. It really felt like it was their day.
Yeah, yep, you're absolutely right. And you think being up 21 points that, you know, and with everything clicking, you think, okay, you know what, we're in pretty good shape here, but never count out the Walton Warriors. And you got to give both teams credit, but
how many other teams down 35-14 would have folded up the tent and left, you know? I mean, they...
Probably 90%.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but that isn't the Walton way. But kudos to this Delhi team. The clock continuing to run here. We're down to 50 seconds left at the 2nd and 10. That was a knee on first down there by Walton. But this Delhi team, fantastic to watch here today. Bright season ahead of them still. Tough loss, but you'll learn from it and bounce back.
Yeah, I think one of the things they'll learn outside of the football piece to it is certainly, boy, we better take care of ourselves from a hydration standpoint during these games.
Yes.
I think that's something, that's what's going to be really difficult, I think, to think about as you know, and once we get past this, is to go, man, what would have happened if we could have just had all of our players out there?
It would have been, I mean, it was a fantastic game. As clock is now under 10 seconds, so Walton's going to win 38-35. That's the only piece you're left wondering about this game. What would have happened if both teams were at full strength?
Right.
But, I mean, besides this, besides the cramping and stuff, you couldn't ask for a better game. What a game here today. Walton wins 38-35. Post-game show coming up. Chris and I will break it all down. We'll be back on WCDO.
Okay, football fans, the new season has started, and what better way to enjoy the exciting games to come than kicking back in a new recliner from the Catalog Outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. At the Catalog Outlet, you'll find a large selection of recliners in all sizes and styles, including Wall Saver, Rocker, Chase, and Power Recline models by top makers Lane, Klausner, Ashley, and others. Plus, being the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet's low prices won't leave you feeling like you just got sacked. As always, delivery and special financing options are available. See store for details. A good football game and a comfortable recliner. There's nothing better. The Catalog Outlet Stores, now celebrating 30 years of offering you the best for less.
When it comes to checking accounts, don't let free gifts mask big fees. At NBT Bank, we know better banking starts with better checking. Say yes to great service, mobile banking, and no monthly fees. Plus, you can feel good knowing NBT is top-rated in customer satisfaction. Stop by your local NBT branch today to open an NBT checking account or open one online at nbtbank.com/checking. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to Dave Kelly Field here at Delaware Academy. One last time, Nate Lowell, Chris Capello with you on WCDO. Final score, Walton 38, Delhi 35. An amazing comeback here by the Walton Warriors. They trailed 35-14. Chris, they come back for the win. Just incredible game here today.
Yeah, just the resiliency of the Walton Warriors after really, you know, taking one on the chin for most of the game, really for 2.5 quarters. Delhi controlled this game, no question about it. But Walton never really thought they were out of it. You could tell if they just get a score, get a stop, get another score, they're going to be okay. And, of course, they were aided by cramping. I mean, there's no other way to put it, but you could tell that, you know, you had 3, 4, even 5 starters for Delhi that were on the sidelines trying to stretch out cramps, and that really had an effect on this ball game. For Delhi, you're heartbroken, of course, because you thought, man, this is a game we had. We had this game. We should have won this game. And hopefully they learn from this as they continue on, because they still have a lot of football left to play. And who knows? These two teams may play each other again. It's happened before, it could happen again.
Certainly could meet up in the playoffs, and wouldn't that be the next great chapter in this rivalry, that's for sure. Let's go through our scoring summary. We'll go through it quickly because there was a lot of it, but back to the first quarter. Walton started off with an 8-0 lead thanks to a Caleb Stanton 3-yard touchdown run. 2-point conversion was good. It was 8-0. Bryce Brockie answered back for Delhi with a 20-yard touchdown run. Extra point was good. It was 8-7. At the end of the first quarter, it was 14-8 Delhi as Logan Akins hauled in a 20-yard TD catch from Luke Brannigan. Ty Bruce also had an interception for Delhi in the first quarter. Second quarter was back-to-back touchdowns for Delhi's Warren Pardee. First was a 44-yard catch from Brannigan to make it 21-8, and then a 30-yard run from Pardee off a great block from Tyler Bruce, making it 28-8. Walton was able to answer right before the half on a Caleb Stanton 1-yard TD run, making it 28-14 at the break. Pardee answered in the third quarter with his third touchdown of the day on a 5-yard TD run, making it 35-14. But a couple of scores in a row, 3 in a row from Walton. The first was at the end of the third quarter when Noah Albin hauled in a pass from Dylan Jacob. The 2-point conversion was good, making it 35-22. That was about a 35-yard catch. And then Dylan Jacob, a 1-yard quarterback keeper, 2-point conversion was good, 35-30. And then Nick Lamoureux on a 15-yard TD run gave Walton the lead for good at 38-35, Chris. Unbelievable comeback here today for the Walton Warriors.
Yeah, it was, and you got to think that they have, you know, in an odd sort of way, both teams should be very confident coming out of this game. I know there's only one winner, and Delhi, unfortunately, was not one of those today, but they should be very confident moving forward in their season because I think it proved to them, wow, well, we have everyone on the field. Boy, we are hard to stop. And for Walton, boy, that really gives you some confidence as well because you think, man, we were down 21 points. We're down three scores, and we're able to hold on, come back, do our thing, did it our way, and we're able to come out with the victory today. So both teams, in a way, should feel pretty good about this. I know that's hard for Delhi to swallow right now, but nevertheless, just an excellent football game, Nate. I think, you know what, maybe this is time I retire again. I think it's not going to get any better than this year.
I mean, you picked a heck of a game to come back for. I'll give you that. I mean, if they're like this every week, you can come anytime.
Yeah, so. I guess so.
Let's get into our three awards. Now, this is going to be tough because there's a lot of guys on both sides that could win these awards. We usually do two for the winning team and one for the losing team. But first, let's do our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award brought to you by NBT Bank, one of Forbes' best banks. You made us great, and Forbes made it official. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. Any thoughts here, Chris?
I'm thinking of two running backs for one from either team. Pardee really took over for almost everything Delhi did in the second half and had well over 100 yards of total offense. But at the same time, Stanton for Walton was really the workhorse. And once they just really focused on running him in between the tackles, that changed the entire complexion of the game. So I think I'd have to go with Stanton on that.
We'll go with Caleb Stanton from Walton for the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Next up is the Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, your store of over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture for every room, you can visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. Defensively, both teams had guys who were worthy. Any thoughts here?
You're putting a lot of pressure on me.
I have a vote, and I don't know because there was a lot of guys who were just monsters. But, I mean, Ty Bruce does stick out in my head with that interception for Delhi.
Yeah.
Had a couple of batted balls. He was able to stay in the entire game and was really doing a good job locking down some of those Walton receivers.
I think that's a good one. He would have been up there on my list as well. So, yeah, we'll go with him.
So we'll go with Ty Bruce for Delhi for the Dynamic Defense Award. Lastly, our All-Purpose Award, brought to you by Echo of Sydney. Always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. Echo Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. A lot of guys you could go with here, too.
Boy, yeah, but, I mean, if we're, you know, you got to pick someone from Walton, I guess. And if we're thinking about that, I know he didn't have probably his cleanest game, but with Dylan Jacob leading the team back from 21 down and then making the huge interception in the end zone to basically seal the victory, I think you kind of have to go with him late.
He made that tackle, too, when Pardee broke it loose.
Right.
I mean, if Dylan Jacob's not there, Pardee's in the end zone, and Delhi probably wins this game. So I think that's a good choice for our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award for Dylan Jacob of Walton. So that's our final score here today, 38-35. Any cumulative stats that really stuck out to you?
No, it was pretty even as far as statistics were concerned, but really Walton picked it up rushing-wise. They had 268 yards rushing by the end of the ball game. I think that really wore down Delhi. It was obvious. Jacob was 4 of 9 passing, but for 169 yards. Mm. His completions were 26, 40, 59, and 44. I mean, wow. Delhi slowed down in the second half, though, and they only ended up with 104 total rushing yards. And Brannigan, after going 5 of 7 in the first half passing, was only 3 of 8 in the second half. He did have the one long pass to Pardee, but they shut him down a little bit after halftime for sure. 336 total yards for Delhi, 437 for Walton. Again, these are the unofficial Capello stats, but for what it's worth, that's the statistical recap for you.
Well, a great contest here, a beautiful day for football. I think everyone who was here was treated to a great, great ball game. And, Chris, thanks for coming out of retirement to join us.
Well, thank you. It was a good start. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I know maybe we'll do a couple more games this year, but it was good to get back in the saddle here. So I appreciate you asking me to do it. It's fun.
Yeah, no, this was great. A big thank you, as usual, to Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney Main Street studios. I think Craig Stevens was there for a little bit as well, so big thank you to Craig for taking some time out of his Saturday.
Hi, Craig.
Yeah, Craig, every week we gotta have Chris, so pay him whatever he needs. Let's do it. So Cutter can come too. We'll have a three-man group.
Oh, we'll do like Monday night football.
Yeah, Monday night football. Craig can pay us all the big bucks. No problem.
That's right.
So 38-35, our final score. Again, a big thanks to the Delhi folks for putting us up here. Always love coming here. A great view across the valley and just a perfect day. So I'm sure we'll be back here later in the season as well. For Chris Capello, I'm Nate Lull. Our final score, Delhi falls to Walton 38-35 in a Class D showdown between two state-ranked teams. 38-35, our final. We'll see you next week on WCDO Sports.
Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
When I was a little boy,
when I was just a boy,
the devil called my name.